Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tmura Daf Chaf Tet Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah near the bottom of the Amud. Continuing with our analysis of Isurei Mizbeach, when we mentioned the Etnan. Ezu Etnan, what is an Etnan? Homer v'zonah holech t'lei zeh v'scharech. So a fellow gives a zonah, an animal, and that animal is payment for her services. Afilu en mea, even if you give her 100 animals, meaning a lot of animals for those services, kulana surin. Similarly, if you say to a fellow, if you give him an animal and say, for this animal I want your shivcha to sleep with my evet. So it doesn't have to be that the fellow giving the animal is the one who's having the relations, but his evet is. So Rabbi Omer, here Rabbi Meir says, it's not, chum say it is. Okay, Amar Mark, so the Mishnah said, even if there's 100, kulan asurin, hechidami. How does that play out? Elin a shakla agramea behemot, if she says her price is 100 animals, subshita na kulu asiri. Why would I care if it's 1 or 100? Whatever her price is, that's all asur. So lo tsricha da shakla agrachada. That really she takes 1 or less than 100. Ve'ayv la man, he gives her more, what we'd call a tip, he gives her 100. De kulu mikwach etnan kati, since they're all coming as an extension of the etnan, they all have a din of etnan and asurot. So it's kind of strange braita. If he gave her the animal but didn't have relations with her, or he had relations with her and didn't give her the animal, then the etnan is mutar. Now let's take a look at this. How come you're calling an etnan if he gives her an animal that doesn't have relations with her? It's just a gift. On the other clause, where if he had relations but didn't give her anything, he didn't give her anything, they call it etnan and say it's mutar. This is how we have to read it. Natan la v'charkach ba'alah. I mean, if he gave it to her and then later had relations with her, or ba'alah v'charkach natan la, or he had relations and later gave her the etnan, and then amutar, it's mutar. So let's see why. V'lecho alei etnan l'mafreya. How come in the second case where he had beer with her, and then, sorry, when he gave her the animal and then had beer with her, l'mafreya, it should become an etnan. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, he says, b'kshukadma v'ikrivatu. She went ahead and offered it up before you had beer with her. So, echidami, let's think about how that works. If he gave it to her right away, and later had beer with her, then pshita the mutar, he said it's mutar because arkama ba'alea, meaning he didn't have relations with her, and she offered it up, it was just a regular animal. It must be that he said, this isn't yours until we have beer. So maybe not smokabala, then she can't offer it because Ishket Kishabito Kodishadunaim Rahmana, Mabeto Bishutov Kobishuto. The Torah says if you're Maktish your house, and that sets the tone, it has to be something you own. If she doesn't own it yet, she can't. So we find sort of a middle ground. Lotzricha Damala Lomi Kanyala Chatbiya. Here must be the case. The case must be like this. He said to her, it's not yours until Biya. But if you need it, you could use it from now. So she takes advantage of it and uses it from now. And since they didn't have yet beer yet, so it is mutar. By Rav Ashaya, he has the following question. What happens if she went ahead and was makdishit before they had beer, then they had beer? So tifshel in Rav Elazar, you should be able to answer that from Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar, kamna vikiratu. It's only if she went ahead and offered it before they had beer that it would work. Because when they have beer, the animal's gone. But if she's only makdishit, it should be that when they have beer, then becomes usur. So the answer is, he gufa kamei baya. That's exactly what Rav Ashaya was asking. How to interpret and apply Rav Elazar. Mutar. Do we say that Rav Elazar's reason is because by the time they have beer, the animal's gone? He already offered it, but if she was makdishit, and it's still around during when they have bia, then it's asur. Since we have the famous Mishnah in the first parak of Kiddushin, that when you commit something to the Mizbeach, it's as if you handed it over in a regular transaction, and therefore her hektesh, it's like it's already gone. And then maybe Rabbi Elazar is saying, even if you were makdishit, it would be mutar, and certainly if you offered it. And the answer is take. We didn't have an answer. The second half of the braita needs examination also. And not mutar. So if he had beer with her and then gave her the animal, then it's mutar. We have a braita that says the opposite, that even if he gave it to her a year later, it's still asur. So if you said, here's an animal and have beer with me for this animal, then even if he sent it later, it's still an etnan. But if he says, have beer with me for a lamb, and then he sends a particular lamb, then it is not in it, non it's asur. But if he points to a particular tlay, she still didn't take it. You have to take ownership of it. So the answer is bezona goya. She must be a non-Jew. We'll see in a minute, according to Abai, it has to be a zona goya. A goya doesn't have kinyan mashicha. You could even say it's a zona Israeli. You could go into kaiva chatzera, the animal sitting in a chatzer. So, hayavid la mikar, deshavid la putiki. Hayavid la mikar. So if that's the case, then, he's already given it to her, because in her chatzer. The answer is deshavid la apotiki. He made it an apotiki, which means a pledge for collection. If I don't pay you by a certain date, then muta. If I pay you by a certain date, mutah. If not, then take this tlay. So it's sitting there as a pledge, which means that it's not really hers, and therefore when he doesn't pay by that date, it becomes hers. It's not net none, it's asur, because it was not handed over at time of bia. Amarab. In that case, it would be asur, because we say that's tlay zeh. Okay, amarab. Echad etnan zachar, echad etnan kol arayot. Whether the etnan is for homosexuality, or for any erva, asur, chutz mi'etnan ishto nida, unless he pays his wife with an animal to have bia as a nida. My tama ka zona k'tiv, because it's an anan zona. V'halav zona hi, your own wife is not a zona. She's not whoring away from. V'levi amar filu ishto nida. Levi says, even if to give you your wife an animal for to have bia as a nida, it's still an etnan. My tama toiva k'tiv, because the other part of the pasuk says, toivat Hashem, it's a toiva. Va'toivahi, and nida, like all the other arayot, is a toiva. V'leim in the right zona, so now we have to play a little ping pong. What does Levi do with the word zona? Chahi zona velo zoneh. That's to say that it's only a prostitute and not a male prostitute, meaning a gigolo. V'rav, chahi zona velo zoneh menale. So where does Rav learn that from? Nafko in the Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, in it non asur ela kol et non haba'ot lo ba'avira. And not as only if the bia is ba'avira. If it's with your own wife, or you're giving it to her in order to be mochala echov, or she gives him an animal for him to have relations with her, then mutarin. Now that's Rebbe's statement, but what's Rebbe's source? Because that's what we're looking for. Abishen Raya Devar Zechon Abayim Pakasuk Nechazkel says v'titchat etnan ve'etnan lo nitam lach v'tihila hefech. So when he gives her, and she gives him an etnan, that's the opposite. Meaning that's not an etnan. Rav ha toivah mi'avile. Now the opposite side of the ping pong, which is what does Rav do with the word toivah? He says the only etnan that's asur is if the zona is not Jewish. My time aktiva ha toivah, because again in the pasuk of etnan, it says, it calls it a toivah. Tivatam, ki chol asher yaseh mikol ha-toivot ha-el. In the arayot are some summed up by being called toivot. Mala and arayot she'en kiddushin tovsin ba. What do we know about all their arayot? There are cases where kiddushin don't work. Hachanami and kiddushin tovsin ba. So therefore she has to be a zona with whom kiddushin don't work, which means she's not Jewish. But the flip is, kohen shabala ain't lokal lemishim zona. If a kohen has bia with her, even though a kohen is not allowed to bia with a zona, he does not get makot for having bia with a zona goya. My tama da amar kra lo yichalel zaro. What does the Torah say about why a kohen should not have bia with her? Because he should not corrupt or defame, desecrate his seed. Meaning mishu zaro michas acharav. It's only if the kids will be his kids. If he has bia with a non-Jewish woman, the kids won't be his kids. And therefore he's not mechalel zaro. Therefore it's not a zonah that's asurah to him. Now flip it, zonah Yisraelit. If you have a zonah who's Jewish, and na mutar, the etnan is mutar because it's not a toiva, because she could have kiddushin with some people. Matam da kiddushin tovsin ba. The kohen shavah le'alo kemishum zonah, but the kohen does get makot, which means zonah in the context of a kohen only means a Yisraelit, and zonah in the case of etnan only means non-Jewish. My tam, why is the kohen loka? Azom yuchas achrav, because the kids with her would be his kids. That's a bayit. Rav Amar Chazev Chazet Anasu V'Choyin Baalei Elokim Mishum Zonah. Rav says we cross together and we say that the etnan is asur in both cases and a coin gets makot in both cases. My tam, why? Yalfi me'adadi, because we learn from each other. Mazoni Yisraelit Balav Zona Goya Balav. Ma'nan Zona Goya Asur. Afanan Zona Yisraelit Asur. In other words, the word Zona in each place connects them, and what we know about one we apply to the other. Both asur and both is loket. Meitavei, watch this. Echad zona goya vechad zona Yisraelit and an asur. So Tiyuvta Rabbi, you have a clear brayta that says that whether she is Jewish or not Jewish, the etnan is asur. So Amalach Abai, Abai could answer as follows. Amalach Rabbi Kiva, that follows Rabbi Kiva. Damar ein kiddushin tofes v'chav yilavin. We're familiar with Rabbi Kiva's approach. We've seen it throughout Yevamot and Kiddushin. The kiddushin are not tofes v'chav yilavin. And therefore, since this is a lav of having to be with somebody outside of the context of marriage, therefore kiddushin wouldn't be tofes, and she's a toiva, and therefore it's a netnan that's asur. And that teaches us that a zonah, the hainu, a girl who is not married but she's sleeping with a lot of different men, kiddushin don't work, according to Rekiva. Just like an almana, according to Rekiva, with the Makoin Gadol's, kiddushin will not be tofes. According to Rava, though, why did he give the example of Almana the Kohen Gadol in that Braita, which it gave afterwards? After all, according to Rava, they should all be Asur. So the answer is, doing Almana, Ma'almana lolaki ad matriba, just like an Almana doesn't get makot unless they warn her and say, don't have beer with that guy, he's a Kohen, you're not allowed to. Avzona ad amar la, ad amar ha helach. A zona, it's only, the etnan is only asur when he says, here, this animal is for your bia. Lafuki ben Rabbelazar, and this is going, this whole picture is to negate Rabbelazar's position. Tam Rabbelazar, femeshit in Nivamot, panuya balapunya, shal shemishut asa zona. If two people who aren't married to each other, they're not married to anybody else, and she's not sleeping around with anybody else, the two of them just have relations, they're not l'shem ishut, not for marriage, then, within the context of marriage, then she's a zonah. And that we don't accept. Well, hecha the zonah mikar, but if she's otherwise mufkeret lakol, sleeping with a lot of men, hachinam asur, then indeed it is asur, and the coin gets makot for it. Leshnachrina, again we have a variant version, taniha ba'arel shen kedushin tov sinba. That when do we say that at non Yisraelit asura with somebody with whom kedushin on tofes like it's an erva? Haktani seifa almana lekoin gadol gush machutz leker hediot nanasur amani v'hahani kedushin tofsin bahen. But the examples given are almana and grusha, and in those cases kedushin work. The answer is hamani, and again we go back. Rabbi Lazar, it follows Rabbi Lazar about prey val priya shalashim ishur asazona. And therefore, since this relationship is outside of the context of marriage, therefore it's znut. So the court of Rabbi Lazar, why do you pick almana? Nitni pruya, let him just pick a pruya. The answer is almana istach. We needed that. Why? Since after all, this is the model is the almana lo nitzuru. They shouldn't become asur because she's already asura because of the makot of the kohen. Kamash Balan, that you're so-called the netnan. Okay, Amar l'chaver, helach tlei zeh. In the Mishnah we said that if you tell the other guy, here's a tlei for your shivcha to sleep with my eved, it's a netnan. A shivcha leven is a shari. What do you mean? A shivcha is allowed to sleep with an eved. What's wrong? Mafuna, it's lo kamar. You really meant shivcha to sleep with me. Barakhtani eved is to mal yikamar. It's just a euphemistic phrase. So Yachim Aitamad Rebbe said, why would Rebbe Meir, that's actually should be Rebbe in the Mishnah, why would Rebbe say that it's not a netnan? He's paying a girl to have sex with him. So Rashwal Rav Yitzchak Le'olam Avdi, he says, yeah, you're right. It really means the slave. Chitani Eved Ivri, Tzakman and Eved Ivri. Yachamei Tamad Rabbanan. So why would the Rabbanan say that it isn't at none? And Eved Ivri, after all, Shivcha Eved Ivri Mishra Sharya, and Eved Ivri is allowed to sleep with a Shivcha. And so Alhamed Skidim going to Le'i Yishavanim. It's an Eved Ivri who came in single. The Tani Eilu Shavanim and Rabban Sosh Shivcha Nesh, Le'i Shavanim and Rabban Sosh Shivcha Kranit. The only time that the master of an Eved Ivri is allowed to give him a Shivcha Kranit with whom to have kids is if he came in married. This guy didn't come in married, and therefore it is a probative relationship, and therefore it is an Etnan. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the last podcast in this, the sixth parak, and the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.